Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. That was just Peter Bones, G20 Anthem, and we're continuing our G20 Focus show. This is our, it's basically the last day of the G20 Toronto, because starting tomorrow, it's going to be G20 Seoul, Korea. The G20 leaders are meeting in Seoul starting tomorrow, but we've got some memories here from what happened and events that are still occurring. Now, we have a guest in the studio right now, who is Steve, and he was at the G20 taking footage, and he's got a YouTube channel too, youtube.com/wakingupnwo. Steve, how's it going? Wake up to the end. Hold on a second. Steve, could you say that again?
Try that again. Wake up to the NWO.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, we got you on the mic now. Okay. Wake up to the NWO. And Wake Up to the NWO, you can find the clip there, the original clip that you have titled G20 Toronto Police Illegally Smashed My Camera. What happened?
Well, I thought it was illegally, but apparently not. I just happened to come upon this scene. I wasn't there. It was, let me explain, if you haven't seen the clip, that it was the Saturday of the G20. And I had gone along Queen Street to Spadina and couldn't go any further. So after about 10 minutes at Spadina, I made my way back along Queen Street. And in between the time that I had passed this particular point, gone to Spadina and then came back, I guess a lot of things happened in that 10-minute period, because I came upon these two police cars that had been damaged, where I didn't notice them being damaged or even being there at all as I passed by the first time. So I was just there filming, just taking in the sights. I came across the one police car that was closest to me. And at first I didn't even know that it was damaged. But then as I got closer, I saw the broken glass on the ground and started to film that. And then all of a sudden, and my focus was on the car and the damage, I wasn't focusing on what the police were doing around me. And just all of a sudden, they just started closing in. And the bicycle cops got off their bikes and started pushing everybody off the road and onto the sidewalk. Now, I know I've seen a lot of police abuse videos on YouTube, so I was just verbally letting the police know that don't do anything stupid because it will be on YouTube. I said the words, "see you on YouTube," a couple of times. It was just when the police investigators asked me what I meant by that, I just said it was just a verbal warning saying, don't touch me, don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, or it'll be uploaded, right?
Yeah,
And it was uploaded.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, after it happened, I was able to get the camera back, and the chip inside was still undamaged.
I was wondering about that, yeah.
So,
because as the guy's pushing you back, I guess, what was the actual incident? The guy, did he push you, and then...
Well, my focus at that point was on this one, the one police officer that was sort of off to my right. Mm-hmm. And he was perfectly fine. He was doing his job. And just saying, get back to everyone, get back. And it wasn't until I had actually panned the camera around to the police officer that was directly in front of me, that the incident occurred. Within a split second of me turning my head and turning the camera onto this police officer, he swatted the camera out of my hand, which it spun to the ground. And as I said to you during the break, I'm sure the camera would have been just fine having just fallen to the ground. Mm-hmm. But then, they can't prove it, but he did step on the camera. The camera landed lens up. Mm-hmm. You can see at the very end of the clip a police boot coming down on the lens. And which effectively destroyed the camera's ability to operate. And that's where the video ends.
Right, right. Well, I've seen the video clip on YouTube, and then you actually brought in the camera today, so I've seen the real camera. I can tell it's definitely damaged. So this is why it's shocking here. So after this incident happened, was this the end of the G20 protest for you?
Yes, even though it had really only just begun, it was Saturday afternoon around 3:20, and I'd only left my house around 1 o'clock. So. It's, a lot of things can happen in a short period of time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, essentially that was the end of it, which, I mean, if you can look at it as in a positive way, too, because I may have been down there on the Sunday when they rounded up all of those people. So, I mean, that may have saved me that kind of grief.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because it took place, that's the Sunday kettling drill took place very close to where this incident took place on the Saturday, because this was on the Queen Street West right near the Steve's Music. It was those police cars that were first smashed, I think. One of the very first things that was smashed by this radical black bloc group. And I was actually there. I didn't actually see your event or get it on recording, but I was in another corner during while this was happening, while the police were pushing everyone away from these cop cars that had been smashed. But the surprising thing that happened with this G20 and this specific area, this specific cars vandalized, was that these cops that surrounded the cars and kicked everyone out somehow disappeared within a few hours, because these cars were eventually lit on fire with no cops around at all. I mean, were you surprised when you saw what happened to those cars?
Well, after I had gotten my camera back from, I had asked the officer that was beside me, can I bend down and pick the camera up? Because I've seen other videos where you make a sudden move and they're on you.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked politely, can I pick it up? And they said yes, and I picked it up, and I was on my merry way. I didn't stick around to see anything else, but I did see the after effects when I got home on TV. And in the last few days, I've been pretty much nonstop on YouTube searching videos. And I finally came across the video where the police actually back away from the cop car.
Whoa.
For some reason, I didn't save it. But somebody did shoot where the police are actually walking backwards.
Whoa. Now that's another thing that gets me really confused, is how that happened. You know, how there was no tow trucks, you know, in Toronto, or, you know, where they left there for these purposes. You know, what we saw with this G20 that took place in Toronto, and basically what the name of your YouTube channel is, you know, seemed to go together. Wake up to the NWO. Is that what you saw here with the G20? Did you see the New World Order in Toronto?
Yes, definitely. As far as the financial aspect, and as far as just the the column that I wrote below the video, I wrote that I believe it was a 2-day police state training. I don't believe it was our training. I believe it was training for the 19,000 police officers from across the country. Mm-hmm. That essentially saying, you're going to start to see a lot more of this. So you better get used to it, and this is how you deal with it.
Right, right. And so what we got to mention here is in case anyone has another angle of this incident, it was, if anyone was at Queen Street West if you have any footage of a police officer dropping a camera or stomping on a camera, to get at youtube.com/wakeuptotheNWO to get at Steve here. Steve, since this event, what has gone on? Like, did you file the complaint?
Actually, I filed the complaint the very same day online. Mm-hmm. They told me that they have 90 days to make out their report. Once 90 days had come and gone, I received a letter in the mail saying that they had requested an extra 30 days, which was granted. So just last week, I've got the final report, and they essentially says in the report that this officer had, back in February, received training for the G20, in which they had, intelligence from previous G20s, which said that there would possibly be some protesters who have cameras that are not actually cameras, they're fake cameras that squirt acid in the police officer's face.
And
this was the excuse that they used to be legally justified to destroy my property.
So now with the complaint, though, what happened? So the response was that they didn't buy your story of it.
Yeah, it's obviously it happens very fast on video, but all you have to do is slow the video down into slow motion mode, which you can't do on YouTube. But if you have a player that can do that. And the police assert that I stepped towards the officer, which then provoked him. But if you slow the video down, you can tell that the officer actually steps towards me. He reaches towards me to smash the camera. And the way that you can tell it in slow motion is the fact that the background stays relatively the same.
Right.
Whereas if I had stepped forward, the background would have also come closer.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's where I'm not. Yeah, that's where I'm not sure what this investigative team is looking into. But I think that was an interesting note that you had in on the YouTube description, the text description that you had written, that the people doing the police complaint were York Region police, and then York Region was also the same. There was officers from York Region that made the famous quote, the now famous quote, that this is no longer Canada, or no, you aren't in Canada anymore.
Then later on in the video, he says, there's no civil rights in Ontario.
Right, right. So this is, how did you put, you noticed that he was York Region after you had found out that they were York Region, put it together? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that is a... that's a shocking thing. Like, I guess, are they York Region because they're trying to say, like, they're trying to be impartial by not being Toronto police? Or was the guy from York, or do you even know who it is? Or
yes, his name, I mean, as far as my video, yes, his name's in the police report.
And was he one of the guys with the no, with his badge covered up? I know a lot of officers had, or...
I would look to, once I had heard that story in the news, I looked back again at the video and I could not see a name tag, but because he is so close to the lens, it may be that it is obscured somehow. I don't know. But there was definitely no identifying marks on him from the video. I don't know how York Region found who he was, but they did. But I didn't see any name tag. I do know he was wearing a shoulder badge, like with his numbers on it. And the only reason why I know that is because, and this is why I want to make this plea for anybody to who shot this, there was one guy that was standing beside me that directly after the incident, he said to me, "I've got it all on tape. I got it all on tape." And then I said, "Can you film his shoulder badge? I need his badge number." And so the guy raised his camera up over his head and filmed the shoulder badge. So, and I, from what I can recall, this was a the guy that was filming this was a fairly expensive HD video camera. So, I mean, I know there wasn't too many of those at the G20.
Yeah,
because they run into the thousands of dollars.
Yeah, exactly. And so I guess this person has this person's disappeared, or you haven't been able to get in contact with them.
Yeah, going down to the G20, you don't think about bringing a pen and paper with you.
Right.
So we didn't have anything to exchange phone numbers or emails. So it was, and I didn't have my cell phone with me, so it was just a total loss. But the reason why I'm also making this plea is because the Independent Police Review has made a ruling on this and basically said that the officer is not at fault, that he was righteous in his duty as a G20 officer.
Well,
I have 30 days to appeal this. So this is why I'm trying to get the word out because I need to find another angle of this in order to bring this appeal.
Right. Exactly. So I guess this is, so the countdown is on. Like after this 30 days is that they're not going to look into it?
Exactly.
Oh, no. That's why, yeah. So hopefully if anybody has, this was the Saturday, June the 26th at Saturday afternoon. Do you know around what time?
3:20.
Around 3:20 p.m. if you're around the Queen Street West cars that had been smashed and around the time when the, you know, riot cops were circling around pushing people back. If you have footage of Steve and a police officer smashing his camera, stomping his camera, then get in contact with Steve at youtube.com/wakeuptotheNWO. And with what you've experienced here with this process, this independent police review process, would you recommend people that have had situations like this to do it? Or would you, you know, has it been worth it? Or?
It's always worth a try. The one thing that I thought they misrepresented was the word independent.
Mm-hmm.
I contacted the Independent Police Review Board. I did not expect it to be reviewed by two police officers from his own region.
Right.
And apparently when I put my appeal in 30 days, it will go directly to the Police Review Board. Mm-hmm. But the initial investigation and the initial police report has to be done. And apparently this is actually by law in Ontario. Another police region cannot investigate police from a different region.
Whoa.
This is apparently the law in Ontario that a police under review has to be investigated by his own, not department, but region.
Mm-hmm.
Which I did not know that when filing my complaint with the independent police review.
Right. Yeah. Well, there is a lot of things that we've learned. Yeah. I guess there's a lot of things we're learning, and there's a lot of things we learned at the G20 when we heard, from York Region police officers that this is no longer Canada. This ain't Canada anymore. And well, you know, as long as we're still in Canada. We're still in Toronto, we're still in Ontario, but it is becoming, you know, a G20 globalized world and G20 Korea going on tomorrow. Do you have any thoughts on the G20 Korea?
That the whole police state thing has been ramped up, I would say double what we saw here in Toronto. I saw one news report, like we had a total of 19,000 officers here. And I would say only about 40% were in riot gear.
Right.
They have the same ratio, but they have 50,000 officers. Whoa. 20,000 of them are in riot gear. So they have 1,000 more officers in riot gear than we had total.
Whoa.
So you can really tell as each G20 goes along, it just keeps getting more and more and more.
Right. Right. Yes. And this is why we hope that the listeners out there can get this information and can hopefully wake up to the NWO because the New World Order is growing at every step of the way. G20 Korea is taking place tomorrow. And Steve, thanks a lot for coming in and sharing your story with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks to Steve there. And then just to mention that YouTube clip again, in case you watch it on YouTube.com, search for G20 Toronto, police illegally smashed my camera, with an exclamation marks, or just go to YouTube.com/wakeuptotheNWO.